I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited his troops near the frontline city of Bakhmut on Wednesday, the ongoing battle for the city being one of the bloodiest of the war. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Footage released by the president's office shows him handing out medals and visiting wounded in the Donetsk region, where Bakhmut is located. He's telling the troops that they're there to protect the land for their children and later in the hospital. Good luck, boys. Zelensky's visit came after a swarm of Russian drones hit Ukrainian cities, including the capital overnight, said by Ukraine's military to include Iranian-built suicide drones.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Swedish lawmakers have overwhelmingly voted in favor of Sweden joining NATO, signing off on the country's membership along with the required legislation. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The 349-seat parliament authorized the accession to NATO was the last required domestic hurdle to the country becoming part of the 30-member Western Military Alliance. Two NATO countries, Turkey and Hungary, have yet to ratify the joint application by Sweden and neighboring Finland. Admitting new members requires unanimous approval from existing members. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said last week his government would move forward with ratifying Finland, paving the way for the country to join the alliance before Sweden. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea fired multiple cruise missiles off its east coast on Wednesday as its rival South Korea and the United States held joint military exercises, the South Korean military said. Find more on our website, voanews.com.